There's music in the air, and if the morn is nigh, and faith its rushes sing on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, an evening's visit that's filled with old-fashioned singing and simple fun. The folks are just like your friends and neighbors, and their town is your town. Eli Jenkins is leader of the town's singing group and also has a finger in most of the town's social activities. So it's no little surprise to Eli when he receives a phone call at his grocery store informing him of a contest to be held in conjunction with the church bazaar. A contest he hadn't heard a word about.
But I ain't heard a thing about this year contest. Huh? No, now you can't say nobody ain't heard about it, because now I've heard about it, and... All right, so you mean that... Oh, you mean I'm the first? Yeah, that's better. Tell me about it. Huh? The cooking contest. For all the men down our way. Ain't that something? A cooking contest. Huh? Sure I'm going to enter it. Why, just as sure as your name's Abigail Lucibel Haskins, I'm going to win that contest. Huh? Oh, your name's Abigail Lucy May Haskins. Well, just the same, I'm going to win it. Thanks for calling, and I'll see you when I come to collect my prize. Oh, Jenny.
Had you forgotten about me? I've been waiting for 10 minutes for you to get through with your telephone call so you'd give me the groceries I need.
Well, now, how do you expect me to give my mind to groceries when I get news like that? Didn't you hear?
News like what, Eli? Were you calling to tell me something?
Well, of course I was. I was calling to tell you...
What about my molasses?
I was calling to tell you about the molasses... No, I mean the contest.
I'm a molasses contest?
No, molasses ain't got nothing to do with it.
What do you mean, nothing to do with it? How am I going to finish up my supper without molasses?
Oh, the only thing that's important now at the minute is the contest.
Oh, so my supper ain't important.
Well, what kind of a contest is it, Eli?
What about my supper?
It's a supper contest. No, consarn it, I mean a cooking contest.
Don't know how you think people can get along without any supper.
It's all for men.
It's a supper for men?
Yeah, can't you understand plain words, Jenny? It's a molasses contest for... No, I mean a supper contest... Now, I mean it's a molasses supper for... I don't know what I do mean.
Is this what you call giving your customer service? I'll take my grocery business to Shelby Junction.
Tarnation and thunderation, can't a man even...
Eli, that ain't a fitting way to be talking to your customers.
But Jenny, I'm just trying to tell you about...
About what,
about
Eli?
The...
Yes, land sakes, what is it you've been jabbering about?
Oh, about... Now, ain't that the gold-dangest thing you ever heard ever? I can't even... Remember what I wanted to tell you now.
Well, just rest for a spell and it'll come to you. Now, can I get something for you?
Yes, I wanted a can of molasses.
She did it. She, her and her molasses. If it hadn't have been for that, I'd remember what it was I wanted to tell you. Daggone it, they ought to put a special tax on molasses. Always gumming everything up.
The men's cooking contest is causing quite a stir down our way. Since this is the evening for singing practice, it was Jenny's idea that the men use her kitchen to prepare the dishes they'll enter in the contest. So between the singing and the cooking, it promises to be a pretty busy evening.
Ouch!
Eli, can't you be more careful? It's a known fact that when you light a fire under a pan, it's going to get hot. Even a child knows that.
Yeah, even I know that.
How in tarnation did little Stinky get in here? Ain't we got enough to do without him underfoot?
Stop writing the kid, Eli. You're just jealous because he knows more than you do.
That's right. I'll bet I do, all right. I know that a pan on the stove is hot, and he don't.
It don't seem possible that he's really a child. I've always suspected that he's a midget with a mind of Rasputin.
What are you disputing?
I didn't say disputing. I said rasp. He was... A foreigner that I didn't like.
I didn't know that you knew no foreigners, Eli.
No, I didn't know them, Ma. I just read about them.
And you disliked him just from what you read about him?
Well...
Now, that ain't no fair way to judge a man.
I ain't no midget, but I wish I was. Because if I was, then I'd be a freak. And if I was a freak, I'd be more like you, Mr. Jenkins.
Why, you...
Ow! Eli.
Put down that butcher knife.
Oh, I was just cutting this meat. And it serves Stinky right if he got the wits scared out of him. He's got to learn sometime that with that personality of his'n, it ain't safe to keep talking when a man's got a butcher knife in his hand.
He was coming after me. He would have killed me.
You don't need to give me any IDs.
No, now, Stinky, don't cry. Eli was just playing. Don't you and your little friends ever play cops and robbers?
Oh, is that what he's doing? Can I have a knife, too, then?
Don't let him have it, Jenny. I wouldn't trust that kid any further than my shoelaces reach.
He wasn't playing. He was trying to get
me. What's going on in here? I thought you were supposed to be cooking.
Well, we're trying to, but Eli has to shoot off his big mouth and scare all the little kids.
I've got an idea. What do you say that we do some of our singing practicing? And then we'll get back in here and finish up the cooking.
Yeah, I guess we may as well. We sure ain't getting much done this way.
You mean now I gotta listen to him sing? Oh,
Stinky,
no.
You mustn't say that. Now come on in here like a good little boy, and after we get through with this song, I'll help you with your cooking.
Having to bribe him to keep him quiet while I sing, if that ain't the dangdest
thing. Patience, Alice, where are you? We're ready to practice now.
All right, coming.
Notice anything new, folks?
Jehoshaphat, what's happened to you?
Well, it's my new hairdo. Alice says all the girls in the big city are fixing it this way now.
Well, if you can call down our way a big city, I guess it won't take much more of a stretch of imagination to call you a girl.
Folks, please, let's get to practicing.
After bribe Stinky to let me sing.
Well, I still feel girlish, and it's how you feel that counts.
Sweet and low, sweet and low, when the full accent sing. Oh, low, breathe and grow, when the full accent sing.
We got to get back in that kitchen and get these things ready for the contest. All entries have to be in by 8 o'clock sharp.
Yes, and I hear that the judges are going without any supper, so they'll be good and hungry to taste all the entries as they come in.
Yeah, I don't call that fair. Anything will taste good to a bunch of hungry people. Why, even old Ben's conglomeration of stuff would seem appetizing.
Now, don't you dare call my vegetable casserole with the cheese stuffing a conglomerate, well, whatever it was.
You don't need to worry about running competition. There's a separate prize for vegetable dishes, another for meats, and another for breads.
That's right. So even my cinnamon rolls won't conflict with your entries.
Well, nobody can compete with my own special meat and gravy casserole, because, you know, I wouldn't want this to get around, but I got my own little secret for making it taste so delicious. There ain't nobody ever tasted my meat dish that ain't said it's the best darn thing they ever ate. And it's all account of my little secret. I just sort of pour it in to taste.
Dandy Koshin, Eli, do you mean you've been doing that all these years? No wonder you won't let me in the kitchen while you're fixing it.
Oh, I don't never pour in enough to matter, Ma. Just a little touch to make it taste so darn good.
I've heard about men like you, Eli. You try to slip it to a woman so she won't know she's had any.
Oh, I ain't slipped anything over on nobody.
Why, there's nothing wrong with that, Patience. Even people who never drink will use a little in cooking.
I don't know why I always wind up feeling like I done something.
Oh, come on in. Get your stuff off of this here dream board, Eli, and give me some room to work here.
Why can't you work on the table?
Oh, Stinky's got his stuff all over it.
You mean that little whippersnapper?
I told him he could have something to enter too, Eli. I'll go and see that he don't get in your way.
No, he's in my way just living in the same town.
I guess I'd better put my rolls in the oven now.
My, but they look wonderful. And here all this time, I didn't even know you could cook.
Well, I've been telling you I'd make some girl a fine husband.
Well, I don't know why you keep Cliff on the ropes this way, Alice. Why, Mrs. Haskell and me was just remarking the other day that
we... Patience, there's one thing you overlooked. It ain't Mrs. Haskell's affair, and it ain't your affair.
Now, if that ain't an insult. There ain't a reason in heaven or earth that'll excuse you insulting me tonight, Ben Potts. All your planets are just where they should be, and the ecliptic is rising in your vernal equinox.
There's something rising in this kitchen, too. I think it's Cliff's rolls. You'd better put them in, boy.
Here goes. Let's hope they behave themselves in that oven and bake pretty enough to win me the prize.
Well, if this ain't a sight. Eli Jenkins with a ruffled apron on, a-dipping his finger in the gravy to see if it tastes good.
You ain't no beauty contest winner with your chef's hat cocked over one eye. Silliest thing I ever heard of, wearing a hat to cook.
Well, gets me in the mood, Eli. And when you're a bachelor and have to cook all the time, you need something to get you in the mood.
You don't have to do your own cooking, Ben. Don't you remember I can cook?
Remember it. Just the thought of it, and I feel like taking another dose of medicine. Where's my bottle? You always put in marshmallows and stuff.
Well, that's to make it look pretty.
Well, I'd rather turn out the lights and enjoy the food.
Yeah, there's something around here I don't like. Little Stinky's being too quiet.
Nobody's got a chance to be anything else around you.
Where's that butcher knife?
Eli.
Is he going to tag along with us down to church?
Well, any man in town can enter the contest.
But he ain't no man.
I ain't a midget either.
There's no age limit, and the contest will close in 10 minutes. So I think you'd better stop fussing around and get your entry ready, Eli.
No, I'm hurrying like blazes. Where's the pepper? I gotta have some more pepper here.
How are you coming, Ben?
Well,
will you have it done in time?
Hey, bet your life I will. I wonder how a bit of medicine would taste in this. You know, I kind of got to liking it after taking it all these years.
Maybe you better leave it out. The judges may not take to it as you do.
They don't know what they're missing.
Cliff, since you're all finished, why don't you practice your song while your rolls are baking?
That's a good idea. Alice, will you wash to see that they don't burn?
Yes, I will.
Mrs. Jenkins, will you make with the music at the organ?
I'll try. What are you going to sing?
I'd better get a number ready for the PTA picnic. The entertainment chairman called on me yesterday.
Would this one seem to fit?
Yes, that'll be good.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all of the roses falling. It's you must go. And I must bide. But come ye back when summer's on the meadow, or all the valley's hushed and white with snow. It's I'll be here in a sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. But when ye come and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I well may be, he'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say, tread above me, and all my grave will warmer, sweeter be. And he will bear I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
I close my eyes and listen to you, Cliff. You take me back 20 years. I don't know why more young people don't do those beautiful old songs.
Yes, they're just as pretty as they were when my pa used to sing them to Mother.
There's more of a swing back to them now. In school, when we sing together, the boys and girls often want to sing these old songs.
They're probably new songs to them.
Where are Ben and Eli?
They've gone on down to the church with their entries.
Your rolls are ready to take out now, Cliff, so you'd better hurry along, too.
Could I go with Cliff, or will he pull a butcher knife on me, too?
Now, Eli was only playing with you, Stinky.
Yeah, that ain't the way it looked to be.
Come along, young fellow. I want the judges to sink a tooth into these rolls while they're still warm. Say, what have you got there? That looks fancy.
Why,
it's just a little dish of his own, Cliff. Go on down there now.
Wish me luck.
Me too.
I'll come back with all the prizes.
We'll be waiting.
Bye.
We'll be back in a few minutes. The winner is going to be announced at 8:30.
Goodbye.
Oh, I do hope they'll win. It'll be such a blow to Eli if he doesn't take first place with that meat dish of his. To think I've been eating it all these years and I never knowed what was in it, the sly devil.
Well, I don't know about Eli, but there ain't no doubt in my mind that Ben's gonna capture a prize with that vegetable casserole.
Well, have you ever seen better rolls than those of Cliff's? Why, I think they're just
well,
about
to... Well, aren't we the ones? All sitting here telling each other how good our man is.
I wish Ben was mine.
After all, we aren't the judges. We may as well save our breath.
Say, didn't I hear that the Shelby Junction radio station is going to broadcast the proceedings from the church?
Oh, are they? I hadn't heard.
See if it's on now.
Is this the switch, Mrs. Jenkins?
Yes, it'll warm up in a minute. They come in about the center of the dial.
It's just 8:30 now. The judges were sampling the dishes as they came in, so it shouldn't take them long to select the winners.
Oh, and all the men are gathered in the dining room of the church, and they're milling about, each anxiously awaiting the verdict of the judges. The panel of judges is made up of the distinguished citizens of Crowell County, headed by Miss Abigail Lucy Bell Haskins.
Her name is Lucy May, Bob.
Why, that's Eli.
Thank you, sir. Would you mind telling us your name?
Who, me? Oh, I'm Eli P. Jenkins, sheriff in charge keeping the law and order down our way.
Well, ain't that just like Eli? 9/10 of his time is given to selling groceries, but over the radio he has to tell about being a sheriff.
Well, he is a sheriff. I got his badge right here in my knitting box.
I'm a bit of a stranger here, sir, so perhaps you'd help me by naming over some of the guests present. Now, who's that distinguished-looking gentleman over there in the corner of the room?
Distinguished? Who, him? Oh, that's old Ben Potts. He just runs a local feed store.
Why, of all the... Eli represents himself as sheriff, but he can't even give Ben his rightful due as volunteer fire chief.
Well, there ain't nothing risky about being a fire chief.
Oh, I suppose running into a burning building is your idea of a
Please,
pleasant...
Please, can't we listen to the
this
radio?
This is one of the most exciting events that's been held since last spring's potato race. And believe me, the town is keyed up to a mighty high pitch. And the competition is so keen that all names have been removed from the entries. The judges are going entirely by number. At the moment, the judges are conducting balloting. Miss Haskins has just written down the name of the winner, and she's giving me the pleasure of announcing it to all of you in the radio world. Oh, what an upset. This is the biggest news yet. By unanimous decision, they've taken an unprecedented step and voted to combine all the prizes into one grand award. Miss Haskins, would you step to the microphone and tell us the reason for this amazing decision?
Well, we judges been tasting since 6 o'clock tonight. And when one dish was set before us, it was so superior to all the rest that we just couldn't do nothing but award it the combined prizes.
It's Eli's, I just
all
know
the prizes are going to this one dish?
Yes, it combines the meat, vegetable, and bread classifications. So here's a number of the winner. It's 463.
That's it. Which of you men hold that stuff? Now, quickly, number four.
Must be a mistake. My number's 271.
No mistake. Who holds 463?
Mister, if you'll protect me, I'll tell you something.
Why, what do you mean, protect you, little boy? I'm busy. I'm trying to find the winner of the men's cooking contest.
But that's what I want to tell you. If you see that nobody has any butcher knives, I'll tell you that I'm the winner.
What? You, Stinky Peterson, why, you dirty little... I want to get my hands on...
At this point, ladies and gentlemen, we feel it best to conclude our remote broadcast from the dining room of the community church. You witnessed the gaiety of this contest, and now we return you to our main studios for...
Well, kind of surprising, ain't it?
Oh, poor Ben.
Poor Cliff.
Poor Eli. Alice, why don't you practice that solo of yours? We may as well carry on as best we can.
All right, Mrs. Jenkins.
There's a deer.
I think I hear them returning.
The return of the Crusaders triumphant.
Shh. Is it a nice night out?
Oh, beautiful. It reminds me
of... Don't you even want to know what happened?
We heard.
We tuned in on the broadcast over the Shelby Junction station.
You know, Eli, you have the nicest voice over the radio.
The first judge tasted mine, and he smiled. And the second took a bite and reached for another, and the third...
Yeah, but what about my dish? They licked the casserole
then,
clean.
Then after all that...
Careful, Eli. You're getting red in the face again.
And the terriblest part of it all is the fact that I know Stinky didn't rightfully win that prize.
What?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean that I recognized the dish that won all them prizes, and I got to thinking back, and I remembered that Jenny was in the catch kitchen there supposedly helping them.
Why, then it was...
Yeah,
this...
and it was Jenny's hunter's pie, or I ain't been eating her cooking for 32 years.
Yes, I guess it did help him. Quite a lot.
Yeah, I got another ID, too. Here, let me take a look at that bottle. Here you are. Just as I thought, half gone. I put in just a touch in mine, but little old Stinky practically empties it in his. That kid, if I ever get my hands on him...
Eli, I'm realizing it. I didn't do a good thing helping him as much as I did.
Bet you didn't.
I only meant to make up to him for the way you'd been fussing. But now that he's won all three prizes, I just don't know what to do.
Yeah, there's only one thing to do.
All right, if you think I should go to the judges, I will, and tell them everything. And then they'll undoubtedly take back the prize money and maybe give you part of it.
Yeah.
Let's sing this beautiful hymn that we got to practice now, and then I'll tell you the only excuse I got for what I done. After that, if you still want me to, I'll go to the judges. Come on now and gather around.
All right. Everybody now, all together.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross.
Listening? This is what I wanted to tell you.
Yeah, we're listening, Ma.
You know, an 8-year-old boy like Stinky doesn't want much. For that matter, he really doesn't need much. But among the things he does need are shoes without holes in the soles. I guess that now he won the prize money, I just keep thinking how it might fill up those holes in his shoes. I know his ma ain't got none to spare with a whole load of five kids to carry. But as I said, boys, if you want your rightful prizes, I'll go right to the judges and tell them I had a hand in it.
Jenny, would you forget what I said? Here we was complaining about an 8-year-old doing this out of a prize, and all the time we was acting worse than any kid. You know, there's something I think I ought to do first thing in the morning.
What's that, Pa?
I ought to go over and congratulate Stinky on winning that prize. Why, in all the excitement, I just plumb forgot to.
There's music in the air. There's music in the air when the infant born is nigh and faint its thrushes sing on the bright and laughing sky.
As we said, folks, evenings down our way are filled with singing and everyday happenings that make living fun. There's always something new happening, so we'd be mighty pleased if you'd stop in and visit with us again next time the group gathers for their usual singing practice in the parlor of Eli Jenkins. Down Our Way, written by Shirley Thomas and produced by Walter White, Jr., is a Commodore production.